Shibisha Babasar Levasha Bachalav and Bishal the no Saint Tam. So what does this mean? L'chora, it means that when the Kedera is Basyoma, so then not only then of course it's Aser and it could Aser the food. And if it's Eno Basyoma, so then while it can't Aser the food, but you still can't cook with a Eino Ben Yomo Milchus pot, you can't cook Fleishiks, because where goes there, Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. And that's what the Rashba writes in Taras Habayis. The Ra'ah, in the Bedek Habayis, disagrees, and he says that no, it's not true. With respect to Hatera Bala, there actually is no problem to cook with an Eino Ben Yomo pot L'chatchila. In other words, according to the Ra'ah, you wouldn't need two sets of dishes, as long as you're willing to wait the 24 hours between milchiks and fleishiks, so you could use them. Now, the Rashba's position seemingly makes a lot more sense. In other words, why are we machmir for klai yisur? Einu ben yomo, atu ben yomo. So the very same concern exists with respect to katera bala. So l'chora, the Ra'ah says they made an iser l'shtamish b'klei iser. That was the tour of the gzera, and this is not klei iser, right? It's not shayach over here because it's heter, it's bala heter. So they never made the gzera with respect to tera bala. Why? Because when it's iser. So there's, I guess, a technical point, right, which is when it's aser, when it's ben yomo, it will always aser the food. When it's heter, you could use this pot ben yomo. They didn't make an iser, because it doesn't automatically aser it. You might also add, and we'll see more of this when we get to the sugya of hechsher kalim, but if you think that there's either a din on the kli or an iser on the kli, independent of its ability to aser, which is the Ra'ah Shita, right? The Ra'ah says that is why you need to do Hagalah, even according to the opinion that says Tam Kikr Lav De'Raisa. In other words, despite the fact that it could never aser it, but that idea is only Shaykh when it's Kli Shabala Iser and not Hetera Bala. So, one way to explain this Machlokas is that the Rashba says that the geder of the gzera of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo is exactly that. They treat it, they said, l'chatchil at least, you have to treat Eino Ben Yomo as though it were Ben Yomo. And that's the Lashon of the Rashba. He writes, Rono so ki'ilu omed b'shvacho. So even though it is no same time of Gan, but Rono so ki'ilu omed b'shvacho. So then, it's mistaber that it's going to be aser, whether it's hetera bala or isura bala, l'maisa, it's ki'ilu, it's ben yomo. Whereas, according to the Ra'ah, so that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that they made it ki'ilu, it's ben yomo. Oh. So we'll return back to this point actually in a couple of minutes, but obviously, lahalacha, we accept the opinion of the Rashba, and it is not allowed to use a fleishig eino ben yomo pot to cook milchiks. However, what our siman tells us is what happens when you do. So we'll start off with the sheet of the Baal HaItter, which is what the Torah begins with. The Baal HaItter says like this: what happens if you cooked fleishiks in a milchik pot, or milchiks in a fleishik pot, and it's ben yomo, but there's shishim? So obviously in that case, the food doesn't become aser. But what's the din of the pot? So first, the Torah says, the Baal HaItter says there's Ikaman de Amar that says that you can use this pot, and he's talking about a Kli Cheres, for whatever you cooked second. So if it was a Fleishik pot, kick Milchik, so now this basically becomes a Milchik a pot. And then Ikaman de Amar, no, since Kli Cheres Eino Yosem de definitely Olam, so Memela you can never cook Milchik in this pot because there's Fleishik in it, which you can never get rid of. You can never cook fleishiks in this pot, because there's milchiks bleos that you can never get rid of. So you're stuck. And then the Baal HaItter says, actually, he thinks that you could cook whatever you want. Unbelievable. you just made yourself a parv pot full of blios, of milchiks and fleishiks. So, obviously, this is very problematic. How could you cook milchiks in it? So, you could say, presumably, that somehow or another, since there were shishim, so that removes the fleishig blios that were there originally. But the Torah asks, I don't understand, this is better than Haggalah? In other words, we know you can't do Haggalah for Kli Cheres, so why would you think this would work? And then, even more remarkable, is even if you somehow or another say that, well, you can do Haggalah, but then why would you be able to cook what you cooked originally? In other words, again, if it was originally fleishiks and then you cook milchiks, so why should you be able to cook fleishiks in it? How could that be? I just cooked fleishiks in this pot, and now I could cook milchiks in the very same pot 1 minute later? So it seems not to make very much sense. So the Mari Ibn Habib says that the Baal HaEter holds that the Bishul Chalav is like Haggalah with respect to the original Tam Basar. In other words, it removes it. But we're talking about a case where you also dumped out the Chalav Kodem Shetanuach Mirasicha. Ah, our favorite trick. So Memela, the Tam Chalav, does not get absorbed back into the walls of the pot, right? Like the Gemara in Kuf Ches Amud Beis. So you've effectively got rid of the Tam Basar and you've got rid of the Tam Chalav. So therefore, this pot has become Pariv. But don't we say Kli Cheres Eino Yotze Midei Dofio Liolam? So the Bach writes, it must be that the Baal HaEter thinks that Haggalah does work for Kli Cheres. Lahaklish koach ablia. What does that mean? So it's actually a very logical point, which is we have this idea of kli cheres eino yotze midei dofio liolam. So what exactly happens to it? In other words, it ushers the food, so that means it must leave. Well, if it leaves, then why doesn't Haggalah work? So the answer presumably is that some leaves and some stays. So the Bach says, well, it when you do Haggalah on a Kli Cheres, obviously it has some effect, right? So what does it do? It's maklish, it gets rid of a lot of the blios, and it weakens such that the tam, whatever remains, is niklash. And even though we say you can't do Haggalah, that's when it's iser. But when it's heter, so it's weakened and it's mutter. And we'll see this idea developed shortly when we talk about the Rashba, Nat Bar Nat, and the like. But that's basically how the Bach is miyashev it. And the truth is, it's not even so pashut that this is some crazy sheet of the Baal HaEter. The Plesi, Sifkat Nalef, is medayik that the Rambam also holds this way. This is in Maaser Karbanos, Perek Ches Halacha Yadalid. So the Rambam writes, Ein Kli Cheres of Kadshim, Ein Tunin Shvira, except if you're mevashel chatas, meaning to say as follows. The Torah says that if you cook a chatas in a kli cheres, you need shvira. Why? So we know, because kli cheres eino yotzeim midei dofio liolam. Now, if that's true, so the same thing would be true if you cooked a shlamim in it, let's say, or an asham, because, let's say you cooked an asham, so you can't get those blios out, and they'll become nosar, and you're stuck. Except the Rambam holds that the only time that you need shvira, the only time that the Torah says you need shvira, is chatas. So it must be that Haggalah works. Aye, but the Gemara, so you have to say something along these lines, which is that if you do Haggalah, perhaps when it's still ben yomo, when it's still haterabal, it's maklish the yisr, or it's maklish the tam, and that's effective. And okay, there's still a gzeres hakasev that chatas need shvira. Right, we have lots of gzeres hakasevs in this realm, like for kibbutz, for the dam of a chatas, and things like that. Now,
saying much farther, that's saying essentially it's not just a machlish, it's actually machshir.
No. Well, if you're maklish it, well, so we'll talk about this more when we get to the Rashba, but the easiest way to say it is, since it's maklish it when it's a dain heter, then he has a rizin chal in the mail. There's no problem using it for something else. So even though it does not get rid of it, there's still blios of shlamim left in the walls of the pot, but the shame nosar won't be chal on it as long as it's niklash kodem the chalos iser. So again, we'll explain this mechanism in a moment when we get to the Rashba, because he's the one who really develops this idea most articulately. The Taz has a similar type of approach, slightly different. This is a Tzivkat and Aleph, and he has a whole Arichas. But his basic point is to start off with an obvious question, which is, how do we even know that you can't do Hagalah B'Kli Cheres? And even though it's true that the Torah says, like we noted, that you need to do Shvira, maybe that's a Chumrah by Kachim, and we don't learn Chulin from Kachim. And even if you again reject the Rambam, you think it's true for all Kachim, all Karbanos. But still, how could you learn Chulin? And he suggests that's actually exactly what's motivating the Baal Iter. The Baal Iter thinks that Hagalah does work for Kli Cheres, and it's only a Chumrah Midirabanan that Hagalah doesn't work. Now, what the Taz does not clarify is what's going on. In other words, doesn't the Gemara say that there's this metzius of Eino Yotze Midei Dafil Liolam? And if that's true, the metzius is true, that it doesn't come out, so then why is it only a din derabanan? And if the metzius isn't true, then why not? I assume the pshat is in the Taz, though it's not the same as the Bach. In this case, he's saying even midiraisa would even work for bala iser, and I assume the pshat in the Taz is that it weakens it to such a point that it would never be no Saint Tom. So there's a gzeres hakasev by kachim that since kli cheres eino yotze midei dafil liolam, there's something that will always remain. So the Torah says you need to do shvira or whatever you need to do with it, but mikra din for chulin. There's no need, even if Hagalah does not extract 100% of the Isser, but nevertheless, there's still going to be an Isser, there will not be any Isser Shtamshus, because it will never be Bali De Nesinas Tam.
Is that also Pugim? Because doesn't the Tazel need both of those in order to be Matzer?
Well, no, this is talking about Dereis. He's about to say it's Asr Midrabanan, but he says that Hagalah is only midoraisa Hagalah works for Kli Cheres, for Chulin. So again, he doesn't say why. He just says it's a Chumrah by Kachim. So I assume that the Metzias is the same, which means in both cases it doesn't get it all out. But the Gzeres HaKasev for Kachim is that since there's a little left, you have to break it. And that's why you can't do Mariko Shtifa. You have to break it. But for Chulin, Midaraisa, there's no problem doing Hagalah because it removes it sufficiently that it would never be no Saint Tam. Similar type of idea, yeah. Very similar. And I thought actually this might be Taz L'Shitaso and Simon Sadi Beis. Not that I want to go back to that, I was so confused in the last couple of minutes. But anyway, the Taz is shita that if a tipas chalav fell keneged a rotev, so the kedera is muteres, mikra adin at least. And the Rama over there argued. And the Gra explained over there, what's the reason for the Rama? Why is it that the tipa fell keneged ha rotev, so since we're going to say the food is mutter mimanafshach, why won't the pot be mutter? And the Gra writes, because Kli Cheres Eino Yotze Midei Dafil Liolam. So what's pshat in the Taz? So it could be that the Taz sort of explains, that he says, look, what are you worried about? If this drop didn't come out yet this first time, then it's not going to come out in future times. And if it did, it's mutter. So memanafshach, the pot's okay. But the Taz would presumably agree that you are left potentially, even with the Taz's Mimanashach, that there's a possibility that there's some milk left in this pot, right? But it's no problem, because it doesn't answer it. And the Taz thinks that's why Hagalah works midoraisa. In that case, it's even mutter midrabanan to use the pot, though. I guess there's some type of recommendation not to, but even midrabanan, it's not, because it never it never was even boleya enough to aser anything, to ever be no Saint Tom. So the din derabanan doesn't apply either. But this is another place. In both places, you see the Taz expressing the same idea, which is that with respect to Kli Cheres, as long as you know that the Tan, it won't be no Saint Tan, even if there is a little bit of Chalav left or Isser left, then it's okay. So, therefore, where does the Bal HaItur come? So over here in this case, again, where you cooked milk in this fleishiga pot, so you could be makel to cook chalav in it. Why? Because midi'oraisa, basically you did hagala. And even though midi'rabanan, we would say it's asr, because like we said, the Taz agrees, and midi'rabanan, you can't do hagala for kli cheres. They said, we're gozer, we model chulin after kadshim. But in this case, if we were machmir, then we'd have to break the kli. There'd be nothing left you could do. If we followed the normal rules, you couldn't cook fleishiks, you couldn't cook milchiks, you'd have to throw it out. And just like when Chazal were machmir, and they said, you can't cook with a kli she'eno ben yomo, they were only machmir l'chachila, not b'diavad. In other words, they could have said, not only can't you cook with a kli she'eno ben yomo, but ben yomo atu ben yomo, sorry, yeah, eno ben yomo atu ben yomo, so it asers b'diavad, eno, like many surim derabanan, many surim derabanan aser the food, and yet the din derabanan saying you can't cook with an eno ben yomo was only presented l'chatchila, not b'diavad. So it must be that here it's like b'diavad, because there's no other choice, because if we were machmir on the regular rule of the iser to be mevashel with a kli she'eno ben yomo, then you'd have to throw out the pot. Now, obviously, there's Taz notes. We don't go all the way with that, because then even if a kli cheres was bala iser, we would say hagala works, because if hagala didn't work, you'd have to throw out the pot. So he says, no, that goof is the takana. The takana was that you can't do hagala from iser on a kli cheres memela if it's bala iser. Of course, you couldn't do hagala, and in a chinami, you would have to throw out the pot. But when it's hetera bala, so then lo echmiro b'kli cheres, since it's b'diavad. That's basically, and the difference is, again, because this is hetera bala, there was never a chalos iser, and therefore they weren't machmir. Now, again, still we're left with the problem of why is it mutter to cook basar, right? Again, even if we fully accept the taz, so we're going to say that when you cook the chalav in this fleishig pot, you effectively did hagala, and hagala mikra didn't work. But you still should not be able to cook basar.
Are we assuming bishul is hagala?
Well, why not?
Boil?
Well, we'll get to that. Pashtus.
Is lettuce enough to do hagala?
We're going to get to that a little later. We'll get to that a little later. Is that a good assumption or not? But yes, typically every time you cook, it boils. You're making two assumptions, which might be correct, but we'll question them. It's certainly not clear that there's a different shear in terms of what you're saying. So the Taz is either going to assume that when you cook something, it's mala resicha, and therefore it does hagala, or mechatesi, that there's a different shear, kebal lo kach palto. In other words, if the blios go in, so the blios will come out. So therefore,
and then we have to know how we cook the meat. I'm just saying.
Okay. No. In other words, we don't find two shear. We don't.
Saying that hagala is the same as bishul.
I didn't say anything about that. We're done the Mar Yibin Leib. Now he rejected that. We're now in the Taz.
No, we have to say like he said.
Wait. Let me say what I'm going to say.
That's what we started off.
No, that was the Mar Yibin Leib. Then we went on to the Taz.
The Taz has to be working within that Hagala is going on over here.
The Taz says Hagala is going on, but we still have
the Mar Yibin Habib. That's
what he's. That part is Pashut. That part is Pashut. That's what the Taz says. There's Hagala. But we still have the main question, which is how could you cook fleishiks? Cooking milchiks is easy to understand. The Taz explained why you're allowed to cook milchiks, right?
I'm just saying but why? The initial are equated right now. That's all I'm saying.
That's the Pashtus.
Okay,
so how is it mutter, though, to cook fleishiks? So the Prima Gadim says, Al Karachach, you have to say that it's Aser Toch Me'es Leis from the Bishal Achalav. Obviously, even though the Baal Ha'iter or the Taz didn't say that, spell it out, of course that's true. He does say that? Okay. Double check, I don't remember. But anyway, that's what the Prima Gadim says the Taz must hold. And the Chassam Sofer, it's Tshuva Simon Pei Beis, writes, it's a Tau Sofer in the Tur and in the Baal Ha'iter. And of course, he only meant to be Matir Bishal Chalav. In other words, there's no difference between the first sheet and the Baal Ha'iter and what he actually holds. And that's why it's Mutter, because it's a Tam Kalish. But those are the possibilities. Now, there's a technical question that we'll deal with, and then we'll go on to the other. Yes? Okay, good. Excellent. I didn't notice. Good. So the Taz says explicitly that that when the Baal Ha'iter was matir is only after Meis Leis. Now, again, even lefi the Taz Shita, that's very hard to understand why that is, because you didn't do Hagala, right? So you should at least have to do Hagala again, which is why you'll either have to, but that's what he says. If you don't say the Chassam Sofer, or go back to the Ma'ariv ben Leiv. Okay. Now, there's a technical problem we'll address, and then we'll go on to the other Shitos here, which is how can you have a Kli that has Shishim times the volume of its contents, or really the reverse. How can the contents of a Kli be 60 times the volume of the volume of the Kli? We know that generally we assume that's not the case. So Shach Sifkan Aleph says a couple of possibilities. Either in a Hanami, it's a very wide Kli with thin walls, or it's a Kli Chadash, and therefore there aren't Blios. So it's not actually Shishim connected to Blios, not Shishim connected to Kli, or it's an old Kli, but it's Eino Ben Yomo, except for a small amount, and that's how it's possible. Another possibility is what the Beis Yosef answers, that the Baal Ha'iter maybe holds like the Ravid, that we're not Mishar B'chol HaKli, rather we're Omdim Kamabala B'Omid Yafa. Now, the problem with this, that if you look at the Haggat, the end of the Nekudas HaKesef points out, it's not from the Shach, is that even the Ravid never said that for Kli Cheres. He only said that for Kli Shetef. But the Ravid agrees that for Kli Cheres, we do say you need Shishim. So what you have to say is that the Beis Yosef Das Baal Ha'iter is like, he holds like the Ravid even the Kli Cheres. Meaning to say, the way the Baal Ha'iter understood the Gemara is that the only time we say Lo Yadinan Kama Nafik is with respect to Chal. But with respect to everything, with respect to Kalim, we are Mishayar, but Omid Yafeh, how much are left?
Isn't there all mushrooms, something like that, in both Kabbalahs?
I'm sorry?
Doesn't the Ra'ah imply something like that?
The Ra'ah also says that?
No, it's not specifically, but he implies that, where that Lodian and Kabbalah, that whole thing is limited to Kabbalah.
Okay, well, that's Lachara, what comes out according to the Baal Ha'iter.
How is it Kli Chadash if it's Eino Ben Yomo?
No, two answers. Either it's a Kli Chadash. The case is you used it once for Fleishiks, but there was only a Kezias. And then you cook 60 Kezaisim of milk.
That's called Kli Chadash.
Yeah. In other words, you know for sure that there's only a Kezias of meat in the walls of this pot. Or it's an old pot, but you haven't used it for 24 hours except for cooking one kezias of meat. So you know that there could be no more than one kezias of meat absorbed in the walls of the pot. And mevele of shishim kenegdo. Okay. Lalacha, we don't pass him like this Baal Ha'iter. As we'll see shortly. And the Prima Gadim at least writes in Mishpatzot Zav Aleph that lalacha, we also pass him that minat Torah, you cannot do Hagala B'Kli Charis. In other words, again, even the Taz was not claiming this is the way we paskin. He was claiming this is the view of the Baal Ha'iter. But Lamaisa, the Prima Gadim says, Lalacha, we assume that Midoraisa, you do need to... Hagala does not work for Kli Cheres. And also we reject the other chiddush of the Bala Iter, as the Shach Sifkan points out, Sifkan Beis points out, we hold that you need to be Mishar Keneged Kolakli for all Kalim. Okay. The next shita in the tour is Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says, Afilu eina basyomu vishol b'chalav aser achar kach levashol b'tchila lo basar v'lo chalav lefi shehi blua mibas b'chalav. So it's a similar type of situation to the Bala Iter, namely where, again, let's imagine it was originally a fleishik's kli and then you cook milchiks in it, and the fleishik's kli does not make the milchiks aser, because in this case it was eino ben yomo. And Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees, and he says, so therefore in this case you can't cook fleishik's and you can't cook milchiks. If it's kli shetef, then you could do hagalah after meis leis of the second bishul, and if it's kli cheres, ein la takana ella shvira. The simple reading is that you can't use it for parv, which is why he says that you have to throw it out. That's the simple reading. However, the Rivash writes the following. He writes, like Rabbeinu Peretz, but he says that you can cook it. You can use this pot afterwards for a urakos, or basically turn it into a parv pot. And there should be no problem. Why not? Because it never was Bolea Isser. So while it's true that there are blios of fleishiks in this pot and blios of milchiks in this plot, but it's hater, and therefore, why can't you use it to cook parv? That is the view of the Rivash. And yes?
According to that logic,
Let's just finish one point. Now, L'chora, what you see is that the Rivash holds that we started off by saying, what's the pshat not using a ben yomo? So it's not the pshat that the gzera of eino ben yomo, atu ben yomo, is basically we treat, at least l'chatchila, every eino ben yomo as though it were ben yomo, because if so, it would be aser to use this pot for parev. Rather, there's an iser hishtamshus of a milchik akli for fleishiks, because again, we also don't hold to that ra'ah. And even though, again, there was a lashon in the Rashba that might have sounded a little bit like we treat eino ben yomo as though it were ben yomo l'chatchila, if so, then it shouldn't be that this would be mutter. Now, yeah.
Rashba, in the Shirazi, sounds like you treat it as if it was bishivcho, but only when it was nivla bishvach, not when it was nivla bishpagam.
Well, so one of these were nivla bishvach.
No, but the iser basar b'chol was never nivla bishpagam.
So you're saying that even the Rashba would agree that, in other words, when did the Rashba say we say it as it's ki'ilu, it's ben yomo, when it was nivla b'shvach?
I said, but I mean, it says that.
Right. No, I'm saying, and therefore, since over here, there was never basar b'chalav that was shvach, so then...
That fits with the Rashba in general, who says... Kind of the chilek is like the one that took between Isser and Hatter, not between like the gam or not between the actual and Sias.
Okay, so the formulation of Rashi and Rashi's advice is consistent, you're saying, with the Rivash. Yeah, Ellie, you were going to say something?
Oh, yeah. So according to that logic, couldn't you also cook in it the more recent, basar and chalav, when you also be able to cook chalav in it then? Because
no, because the chalav was nivla b'shvach. So you can't cook basar. You can't cook basar in there because the chalav was nivla b'shvach. But you could cook parv. When the chalav was absorbed, there was no sintan l'shvach. And therefore, you will never, ever, ever be able to cook basar in this pot again. L'chatchila. And when the basar was absorbed, it was no sintan l'shvach. So you'll never, ever, 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 l'chatchila, be able to cook chalav again in this pot. But you can cook parv in this pot, because there's the cooking milchiks in the pot. L'shvach never precluded cooking broccoli, and cooking fleishiks in this pot never precluded cooking broccoli. So why shouldn't I be able to cook broccoli?
You put chol in a pot that was already not, you know,
correct.
So why again can't I continue to cook challah?
Because there are fleisha gablios in this that are eno ben yomo. Right? Why can't I ever cook in a fleisha eno ben yomo pot? This is no different. Now, just one second. According to this, l'chora, you would say the same thing even if it's kli cheres, right? Now, the tricky part is, the Beis Yosef says that Rivash and Rabbeinu Peretz are not disagreeing. The problem is, Rabbeinu Peretz says that you need to do shvira. So, l'chora, you have to say that when Rabbeinu Peretz says you have to break it, he meant that we're concerned that you're going to end up cooking milchiks and fleishiks in it. It's a little dochak, right? We don't find such a gzera. You're not allowed to have a pyre of pots that can't be cooked milchiks and fleishiks. So it's not so clear. Maybe he thought that when the Rabbeinu Peretz said you should break it, it was lav dafka. You know, nobody would want a pot that you couldn't cook milchiks or fleishiks in.
Or
harif in, correct? But really, he didn't mean shvira. Really, if you wanted to use this as a par of pot, then you could. Yeah, so sorry, what were you going to say?
Is this Rivash assuming like the Ramban that we don't see Hanan Biblios?
No, you could. Absolutely not.
Why? Meaning even
we do say Hanan Biblios. You're saying if he holds like the Ra, we'll get there in a second. That's you're asking a very tief question. Just one second. Why would we say Hanan by Blios? The Blios are Eino Ben Yoma. How could you say Hanan? But they're Eino Ben Yoma. They can't create Isser. To say Hanan, you need no Saint Tam L'Shach.
No, but the Rashba holds, if correct me if I'm wrong, that the Blios are still there, we're always going to have Shisha.
No. You're saying something else. That's what I said. You're asking according to the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, so we'll get there in a second. If I understand your question correctly, we will address it in just one moment. Okay, it's the very next thing we're going to say. Now, l'chora, the Shulchan Aruch did paskin like this Rivash, and in fact, if you notice, when he, even though he sort of quoted Rabbeinu Peretz, but he left out the point of requiring Shvira, and therefore, l'chora, we do accept that you could use this pot to cook vegetables, and the Rama writes this explicitly. The Shach, though, points out in Sifkat and Gimel that the Rama in Simen Sadi Dalet Sifhei writes that the Minag, or based off of the Minag he quotes over there, you should not use this pot for Pariv. Presumably because it's Mechzik, a Kli Isser, or something along those lines, because Lamaisa there is Tam Basar and Tam Chalav in this pot. But if you look over there at the Shach and Simen Sadi Dalet, it's not clear that the Rama thinks this is a minhag we actually accept. There's two opinions in the Shach over there, whether this is a minhag that is something that you should do, or it's a minhag that some people do. We'll get to see it, but the Shach over here simply says that the Rama over here is just reflecting the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is like the Rivash, and the Rama over there in Simen Sadi Dalet is reflecting the minhag, and the minhag is not to use it. Now we'll address Hoodie's excellent question. So if you go back to, if you remember back when we first started talking about Nosin Tam Lefgam back in Hilchos Taroves, we quoted a Machlokas Rishonim about what happens to the Blios after 24 hours. So the Ra'ah held that even in the Dofnei HaKadera, they're Tam Pagum, and the Rashba holds that they're not Pagumim until they get mixed into the hefter, and then they're batel. That Rashba itself was very unclear, if you recall, but that's what Hudi was referring to. So, I think he left time for his question, but and l'chora, by the way, you could bring a raya for that position, the position of the Rashba, from the fact that no sar is chalon blios inside a kli. And there's a din of Mariko Shtifa, even if it's Eno Ben Yomo, like, let's say, for Shlamim. So the Ra'ah says that they become Pagumim,
right?
Inside the walls of the pot.
Right.
So then why should there be a chalos nosar on blios chain and b'nei yomim that are already pugum?
You need east, not
fine, even for shlamim. You could have 24 hours before the nosas chal. Right? Shnei yomim v'lai lechad. I cook a shlamim 9 a.m. on Monday, right? I could eat it.
It would still be eaten in a mikvah.
Right. And it would be chal neblios. So anyway, so that, I'm not saying it's a pircha nerah, but it works nicely l'shita sarashba. And you might have just said it's a gzeras hakasev, right? But the Ran writes in Avodah Zarah Mem Amud Aleph Daf Arif that nosar is not chal on tam pagum, right? But it is chal on the balua bedofne hakli. So it could be. I don't know enough about kachin. That's a debate. But the Ran at least says that and claims it's pashat. Now, then you could ask, why do you ever need Mariko Shtifa, right? So that's not a problem, because Mariko Shtifa could be, once the Nosar is Chal, Shem Nosar is Chal, at least it's Exer Sakasa, if you need to do it, it's, we'll talk more about this a little later, it's like, I don't know, it's like Srefas Nosar. But if you think that the Shem Nosar won't be Chal on something that's already Pagum, so then it's... then it's not so pashut. But anyhow, but just one second. So, assuming though, like the Rashba, namely that the blios, while in the kli, are still not yet pegumin, so then Hoodie's asking, so then we have a problem here, because we're just explaining your question, right? If you learn like the Rashba, not like the Ra'ah, that the blios, while they're still in the pot, are not yet pagum, so then how is it they are able to cook in this pot? Again, assuming, like the Rashba, that there is a Hanan with Blios. So how does it work, right? So first of all, the question assumes, which is something that we saw was actually a big debate, the question assumes that it's Shayach Basar B'Chalav just by Blios, right? In other words, Blios Shel Chalav plus Blios Shel Basar when there's no Chalav or Basar at all. That was a big debate that we saw when we saw Simon Pei Zion. But assuming that that is a problem, then how could this possibly be Mutter according to the Rashba? So somebody told me that Rabbi Konigsberg asked this question when he was giving Shir and Basar B'Chalav. And he said that you see from here that when we say that the Belios are not human as long as they're in the walls of the pot, that's only when they stand independently. But once they get mixed into something else, then they become pagum. And that would be true even if they mix in with something else in the walls of the pot. So they could possibly create basar b'chalav within the walls of the pot, because then it would be nosin tam lefgam. And therefore, that would address Hoodie's question.
I thought the Rashba was assuming we always have shishim.
No, the Rashba says that there'd be the Rashba says that there's going to be bittel.
Right.
The heter, not shishim. There's not shishim. Of course, there's not shishim. Why would you assume there's shishim connected to blios? There's bittel. The heter might be, again, we talked about that, whether the bittel is only in terms of the. You might, anyway, within the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't say there's you need bittel on the blios, right? Remember, the Rashba said you need bittel on the be'en, right? There's two cases in Nosin Tam Lefkam. One is when there's mamashos, right? Like chometz begrisim, and one is the blios. When it comes to chometz begrisim, the heter is based off of bittel. When it comes to pure blios, not clear that you need bittel, right? Remember there was that stira in the Rashba that everybody worked so hard on? Anyway, but the point is that it can't create iser because it's no same time of gum. So the Rashba holds that...
That's not what the Rashba sounds like. It doesn't sound like when it goes into the stuff that becomes part of it. It sounds like when it comes out of the...
When it comes out of the walls of the pot. So if that's true, then it's a very good question. You'd have to... challenge one of the assumptions. Either you can't have basa b'chala for blios per plus blios, or you have to, something has to give if you don't like this answer.
It also just doesn't really make any sense.
Or you could say that the Rashba would disagree with this, right? Rashba doesn't necessarily agree with Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, with the Rivash, but we'll talk about in a moment what the Rashba does.
I'm saying the assumption, if we in general assume that Leos don't become pogum in food, they only become pogum in kelim. So it's weird to say that they're not actually pogum in the keli until they get mixed into the food when it comes out. It's like, so what's doing it?
When it tries to go into something else, that's when it becomes fungal.
If you would isolate it without mixing it,
somehow or another, you could isolate this blia, then it's very stable unless it comes in contact with something else.
The thing that the interior would have been mixed in from the beginning wouldn't be pogum. Now, if it goes into it, it becomes pogum.
I don't know. Why is that more strange than any of the other things we say? Okay. So it's a very, very good question, Hadi. Something to think about. Tell me if you have a better answer. Okay. So now let's, once we're talking about the Rashba, let's turn to the actual famous Rashba over here. So the Rashba is based off of the Gemara of Zara Ein Hamad Beis that says Shvud va'askela melabnan be'or. Now we know we're going to, Ezra Hashem in June, spend a lot of time getting into the details of Hechsher Kalim. But Libun, right, the basic rule of Hechsher Kalim is Kabolo Kach Polto. So if, for example, use a skewer to roast something, there's no water, so then the only way to kosher it is through libun. And the Gemara and Haggalah only works when you cooked. So the Gemara there says, Rami le Rav Amram le Rav Sheshes Tanana Shvod v'askela melabnan. V'atanya, in the case of Kadshim, Hashvod v'askela magilan. Shvod, which is Tashmish Valide or skewer, so you could do a gala on it. How could that be? So Rava answers, Kachemainu Taima Duchol Yom Yom Nasagil Chavero. So the Gemara asks, 1 second, then you shouldn't even need to do a gala. And the Gemara didn't answer that question. And the Gemara goes on, and the truth is, every step in that Gemara is very important, and we'll return to that Gemara and study it more carefully when we do Hechsher Kalim. But for our purposes, the Rashba says, we see from just those lines in the Gemara that any time you're mevashel something, and it's not yet usher, so it should be machshirit. And to the point that the Gemara says, if so, why do you even need hagala? So what's the Gemara basically saying? Let's say you did you did hagala on a shvod that would need libun, that works, as long as it's a terabala. Now, I don't understand, but why? Why should that be? And he answers that this is very similar to what we find in the sugya of not barnat. What's the sugya of not barnat? We know that not barnat only works for heter. Not barnat datera, and it doesn't work for iser. Which presumably means, though we'll have a chance to elaborate upon this, that even though you could conceivably have no Saint Tom, right? What's the halacha not barnat dagim shalu bakara? So you put hot fish on a flay sugar plate, then you could still eat those fish with your kutach. Why? The plate is tam rishon shalbasar, the fish is tam sheni shalbasar, and it's not barnat datera, so it's mutter to eat it with fish. But that's only because it's a teref. If it was iser, if it was not a fleshiga plate, but if it was a trefa plate, this wouldn't be true, because conceivably you could have nesinas tam. That's the chiddush of not barnat. Now, basically, what's the yisod of not barnat? The yisod of not barnat, the Rashba tells us, is, and we'll again have a chance to consider this a little more carefully later, is that when the tam transfers, it goes from one thing to another, so it's weakened. It does not disappear, but it's weakened. Nikla shatam. And when a tam is niklash and it's weaker, so then an iser cannot be chal on a weakened tam. If it's already aser, it's aser, so it remains aser. And it's going to be aser until it's no longer no same tam at all. But for an iser that's not yet chal to be chal, then you need a starker tam. And a weak tam, a shvach tam, so an iser is not chal. There's not yet enough in this to allow for the chalos iser. Right? So therefore, so back to the not bar not case, we say that since the tam basar is shvach, because this is tam sheni, so when this tam sheni shel basar mixes with chalav, it couldn't possibly create basar b'chalav, because the creation of basar b'chalav is the creation of a new iser, and a new iser can't be created with a shvacha tam. You need a shtarka tam. Now, even though when you do hagala on a kli shaton libun, so it will not get rid of all the blios, we know that it doesn't. Some will remain. If, for example, it was bala iser, if you used a skewer to roast a pig, and then you did hagala on that skewer, and now you used it with kosher food, the kosher food would become unkosher. It could be no same time. But in this case of kachim, when it was not yet aser, because kol yom v'yom nasag yol chavero means that they did the hagala before the iser set in. You have to make sure the iser hasn't set in. So if you used the shlamim on day one, and then you cooked with it again on day two, and you cooked with it again on day three, and day four, and day five, so every time you use it, it is being used without the iser having been chal. And if you're going to do a chata, so you'd have to cook with the shlamim afterwards that day. So the iser isn't chal yet. So in this case, since the iser is not yet chal, then when it's niklash, that prevents it from being chal. And even though, so again, if you do hagalah on a kli shaton libun, or you cook in a pot, so it's maklish the tam, and that prevents the iser from being chal. Now, going back to our case, that would mean that let's say you went ahead and you had a fleishig kli. And then you could use this fleishig pot. First, in the morning, I cook meat in this pot. Then I empty it and I clean it. And now I cook rice in the pot. And then I empty it again. And I cook, I can actually, l'chatchila pashtas, we'll see if it's l'chatchila or not, but pashtas l'chatchila, even cook milchiks. Why? Because when I cooked the rice in a fleishik pot, it was maklish the tam shel fleish, and in mela, it will not be able to create basar b'chalav when I cook milchiks in it. Now, it's interesting because you could have said that this is actually hagala. Right? You don't have to come on to not bar not. You don't have to come on to anything fancy. So clearly the Rashba is talking about a case where we would say that this does not count as hagala.
I mean, could that just be that like we're not being mashayar?
So let's just say that's the simplest answer. We're not makbid either that it's mala resicha, like Shmuel said before, or that maybe there isn't shishim. That's probably the simplest reason. Or, okay, so we'll talk about charis in a moment. That's going to be a very, the big elephant in the room is charis, as the Beis Yosef and the Shach struggle with. But we'll leave out charis. But the point is that this does work even in a case where Hagala wouldn't work, right? Now, you could also actually ask another question, which is, even if it's not Hagala, the Rashba seems to say this isn't not bar not, because then he didn't need to bring a fancy Gemara of Kachim to answer this. Right, you could have just said it's classical not bar not, right? Because what happens? I go ahead and I cook my fleishigs in it, and then I cook the rice, so the tam goes out into the rice and comes back, and it's actually not bar not. But again, for some reason, it's not actual not bar not here. Maybe because, and again, we'll get to these details more when we do it. Maybe because it's bishul, and many rishonim hold there's no not bar not by bishul, or some other reason. So for some reason, this isn't actual not bar not, and it's not actual hagala. But still, from the sugya of kol yom yom nasa gil chavero, we see it's going to work. It's almost like not bar not. And it operates using the same principles of not bar not. And therefore, it's okay. Now, you asked about charis. So charis is a good question. The Rashba definitely says this works for libun. In other words, in a case where you should need libun, and it works because it's still hetera bala. One would think then also charis, but as we'll see in a moment, that's not so pashut. Okay. I guess before we go on, yes.
One pshat question and then a svar question. Pshat, I don't understand what it means that this is hagala not libun, because aren't you cooking it the same way you cooked the first one?
No, even if you did, that's what it says. If you do hagala on a shvod.
Meaning, but you're cooking the schatz.
It doesn't matter. You cooked. There could be all sorts of tsiyurim how this would be possible, but let's just imagine that the first time you cooked in this pot there was no water, which means it's baish, right? And the second time you cook in the pot with water, right? Sometimes I cook in pots that I don't use water.
You could cook the korban however you want. Also, could we explain this not like the Rashba? I think the Rashba and the Rashba is chalos related to chalos, the latter related to chazaka. In other words, there's a cheskas heter here. In other words, we only say minayah dinan when there's a cheskas iser.
No, that's nothing to do with this. He tells you why it is. It's because it's hetera, so there's no chalos iser. The iser can't be chal because it's niklash. He tells you the reason. You don't.
No, I'm not arguing that the Rashba says that. I'm just.
You're offering a new explanation for not by not. That we're
not that he's giving.
No, the answer is that.
Sirif of different things. So
the Rashba compares it to not by not.
It's not really not by not. It's not really.
Well, Rashba tells you it's the same principle. So it's not Hagala, and it's operating using the same principles.
But not
it's not by not. That's a very strange explanation, if you ask me. But we'll wait till not by not. The answer is if you're really right, so then every time I cook fleishiks in the milchik's pot, it should be mutter, because there's a cheskas heter. Oh. Right? But we know that's not true. So why is the fact that it went down one level going to change anything?
No, because Blios definitely leave, but here you can.
Blios also leave here.
Yeah, but you could assume you have shishim.
You mechatesi the shishim. Why would you assume there's shishim? Every time I cook, I'll assume there's shishim. I'll assume that there is not enough blios. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the problem with this is that, l'chora, this is like the first opinion in the Baal HaEter. Right? This is the Beis Yosef's question. Meaning, say, what was the first opinion in the Baal HaEter? I have shishim, I have fleishig pot. I cook milchiks in it. There's shishim of the milk. So the first opinion of the Baal HaEter says, now this has basically become a milchik pot, because since the iser wasn't chal, because there's shishim, so isn't that basically the same exact thing as what the Rashba is saying? The problem is it can't be, because the Torah rejected that view, but seems to accept the view of the Rashba. So there must be some difference. But the Beis Yosef's question is, why should they be different?
He rejected the Baal HaEter as a third.
No, he rejected both at least the Beis Yosef assumes, and that's the Pashtus. He rejected both the third and the first opinion of the Baal HaEter, and he totally rejected the Baal HaEter.
His question.
That the Pashtus.
Okay.
Pashtus is he totally rejected the Baal HaEter, both third and first opinion. And yet, it's also the Pashtus that he accepts the Rashbi, quotes it without being masing. So how could that be? So the Beis Yosef entertains two possibilities, which he rejects first. First he says, well, maybe he'll say that the Rashba was only makel by Bishel Yirakos, but not Bishel Chalav. In other words, the Baal HaEter was makel when you actually cooked milk in the fleishik pot. The Rashba would never accept that. It's only because you cooked Yirakos. It's only because you cooked Parv in the fleishig pot that now you could cook Milchiks in it. So the Beis Yosef says, that doesn't make any sense, because Lamaisa, since there was Shishim in the Chalav, Keneged, the Dofne HaKli, so that should be Maklish the Yisr, and the Svar of the Rashba should fully apply. There's no reason to be Machalik between cooking Parv versus cooking Milchiks. After all, every time you cook in this pot, it's going to be maklashit, as long as Isser isn't chal. So since they're shishim, this isn't chal, so why should it make a difference? Now, the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe, Sif Kandal, says, I like that answer, actually. But the Beis Yosef dismisses it because it shouldn't really make a difference. And then the Beis Yosef says, and don't say that maybe the Rashba is only makel because it's klishatef, but, and the Tor rejects the Baal HaEtar because he's makel even in klicheres shebliyaso meruba, because what difference should it make? Since we hold that this idea of being maklish works even in a tzir when Hagala wouldn't work, for example, it works for a kli shaton libun, we still say kol yom yom nasa gil l'chaveiro, so too it should work for kli cheres, both kli cheres and kli shaton libun, kli shatashmisho b'or, Hagala doesn't work. And yet we say about kli shaton libun kol yom yom nasa gil l'chaveiro, so should we say the same thing with respect to cheres? And the Beis Yosef says, it's dochak to say that cheres is worse because bliaso meruba mekli shatef, because lemaisa they're both balua. But he's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. So in the end, he says, "Mi uklameimar delo mahani tama de nichlash ve niklash tama israel de bishol ze hasheni ela bekli shatef shebliasan muetas avalo bekli cheres shebliaso meruba." Such that we say, "Eno yotzi mide dofyo liolam." Sort of interesting. I always assume that the pshat in cheres being worse is not that it absorbs more, but that it just holds on to it tighter. But the Beis Yosef, as well as others on the Siman, keep on referring to it as b'liaso meruba. Obviously, they're both really true, I guess.
Isn't that what the Gemara says, that you can see it coming out from the outside?
Yeah, so that's the Gemara that's quoted here. But I'm saying even if it was a klishetef, it's the only reason it comes out for klishetef because it's just a little in the first place. So maybe, I don't know. I'm just that's his point. Okay, so that's the answer that the Beis Yosef feels compelled to say, and the Taz also Sifkat and Beis. So if that's true,
a different answer, or is he adding on why we assume there's shishim after we say that?
No, nothing to do with shishim. I didn't think.
Isn't he asking, how do you know that you have shishim?
No. Where did he say anything about shishim?
These three answers the Beis Yosef says.
What does shishim have to do with anything?
I don't know. Rabbi mentioned that you have shishim, so therefore...
I didn't. I don't know. I don't remember saying shishim.
If you have
shishim
of chalav, you need
shishim of chalav. Oh, no, you have shishim of chalav. You only need shishim of chalav so that the Isser won't be chal. But once you have shishim of chalav, it should be maklish the tam habalua betocha kli.
That's what the basis of his...
That's the question, right? That's his question. There's no reason why chalav shouldn't have the same effect as vegetables, assuming that you have enough chalav to prevent the chalav sisser, and for that you need shishim. Right. Very simple question.
Hagala needs shishim.
Hagala, of course, needs shishim. Otherwise, it's just going to aser it and go right back in. In general, right? If I try to do Hagala without shishim,
by mine.
Okay. Except for the Ramban by mine. Good. So right, we very much understand why the Beis Yosef doesn't really like both of his options. But one way or the other, in the end of the day, so then l'chorah will come out that there's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, it's mutter to cook chalav in klishatef she'eno ben yomo. And according to Rabbeinu Peretz, it's aser. Because seemingly Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't hold of this idea of niklash. However, the Beis Yosef is medayik from Rabbeinu Yerucham, who seems to assume that there's no machlokas between Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba. And therefore the Beis Yosef says, well, then it must be that the Rashba was only Matir Yerakos and not Chalav, and he goes back to the first answer that he didn't like. So the Beis Yosef doesn't like either answer, and first he thinks the less bad answer is the second answer, and then he, in light of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he's forced to say, well, actually the least bad answer is the first answer. Now, why would that be, Taka? Why would Chalav be worse than Yerakos? So the Beis Yosef gives two answers. One is a very lumdish din. Eno b'din shiye hu agorev heter l'kederas basar levashel b'chalav. And again, this is the Yisvar that the Darkei Moshe writes. How could, you know, it's like ena kategor nasa sanegor. And the second answer is a Metzius answer, that maybe the Rashba's whole vart is only with respect to Mayim. Mayim has the koach to be maklish, the blios, but not chalav. Now, I didn't understand what that meant, because the whole source is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah by Shvod and Basa. There you're cooking, right? Kol yom v'yom nasa gil chavero is not with water, it's with cooking new food in.
Right. Same food, though, maybe the same food.
So I guess you'd have to say that, and it's dafka, the same food. What if it's a different food? What if one is a sheep and one is a goat? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it could say milk is worse. He didn't say that, right? Anyway.
Yeah, you're boiling. Maybe it is water, maybe.
Yeah, but it's full of meat. It's also a lot of water. I mean, I guess you have to say something like that. You're going to have to make some type of ukimta along those lines. It is, except we don't accept that. We don't generally accept that. Fine. So then, we, having explained the Rashba so nicely, the Beis Yosef hates this Rashba. And with a passion. So he tries to show how nobody holds of this Rashba. So his first raya that they're Rishonim that reject this Rashba is the Rush and Tosis and Chulin. And why not? So the context over there is the sugi of Not Bar Not. And Tosfos asks, quotes someone who said in the name of Rashi that Not Bar Not doesn't apply for Bishul. Stavka Dagim Sha'alu Bika'ara. And Tosos tries to reject that by showing from the sugya of Kol Yom Yom Nasa Gil L'Chaveiro that clearly you do say Not Bar Not even by Bishul. In other words, Tosfos initially understood the sugya seemingly in a way that's very similar to the Rashba, in which is why he thought that you have a raya from that sugya that we do say Not Bar Not by Bishul. But then Tosfos says, no, actually over there it's different, because the heter is based off of the fact that by kachim we say min bimino isn't batal, and that's why you don't have a raya. That doesn't refute the opinion that says we don't say not bar not and bishul. Now, there's a big machlokas between the Beis Yosef versus the Shachan and the Kudas HaKesef, how to understand this Tosfos, or how to understand whether Tosfos and the Rashba disagree. Bekitzer, we'll explain in a minute, but Bekitzer, the way the Beis Yosef understands Tosfos is that when Tosfos gave the answer of min bimino, so he no longer needed this idea of niklash and quasi not bar not and all of that. The heter has nothing to do with not bar not and niklash and the like. It's a totally different heter. It's just based off of the idea of min bimino lo batel. And therefore you see at the very least that Tosfos does not learn like the Rashba. Now the Darkei Moshe points out, you still don't know that he thinks the Rashba is wrong. Okay, he didn't learn the sugya at all like the Rashba. He learned the sugya of kol yom v'yom nasa gil chaver based off of min bimino and not based off of niklash. Theoretically, he could agree to the Rashba. But still, at the very least, he learned the sugya totally against the Rashba, and therefore the Beis Yosef assumes he must disagree with the Rashba. And the Shach says no. Actually, Tosfos and the Rashba are dealing with two different questions. Bekitzer, Tosfos is bothered by the question of your memayit bizman achila, maybe kashim lebeis apsul. Rashba is bothered by a different question of how could you do hagal on a klisha ton libud. Two different questions, two different answers. Tosfos was basically assuming like the Rashba without telling you, and the Rashba was probably assuming like Tosfos without telling you. And therefore, there's no evidence that they disagree with each other, and the pshat of the Rashba is absolutely muchrach in the Gemara. There's no other way to explain the Gemara, and therefore, of course, everybody holds like the Rashba. And so that's, in a nutshell, what they say. Now, let's break up at least a couple of the points to, as however much time we have left, to try to to try to explain this. So again, Tosa starts off seemingly assuming like the Rashba, which is why he thinks that this Gemara is a raya against the view that you don't say not bar not by Bishul. And then he says, Val karchach ein raya. So I told you to bring the Wazel Chulin if you want to look it up. It's on Kuf Yud Beis Med Aleph. Val karchach ein raya misham. Deha filu bishal bachata shari levashel ba'osa kedei reshlamim. The halacha is, as the Gemara says over there, I could cook a chatas and then cook a shlamim right afterwards. The harei memayit ba'achilaso demitzri lazar menashim lavadim de'enachal zel zuchekuna v'gam mitzli biyotet avi tam sheni b'eser. Toso says like this. There's a rule in kachim that we're not mevi kachim lebeis apsol. What that means basically is that we never do anything to cause further restrictions on kachim. Why? Because if there are more restrictions, it might not end up being eaten, and then you'd have to burn it. And we really don't like to burn kachim. That's why, lamashal, we don't bring the carbon todah on Erev Pesach. Why not? You could eat it in the morning. Answer is, since you couldn't eat the chametz in the afternoon, so there's a concern. You might not eat everything in time, so don't bring it at all. So along similar lines, Tosa says a very gevaldic question. The Gemara there says, go ahead, you have a kli shebishal b'chatas, and on that same kli, you could be mevashal shlamim. Now, what happens to that shlamim? Well, presumably there's tam keker, so now there's tam chatas and the shlamim. So now all the chatas restrictions will apply to the shlamim. So whereas if I cook the shlamim in a kosher pot, so then I could eat it for 2 days. Now I could only eat it for 1 day. And whereas originally the shlamim could have been eaten by zarim, now it could only be eaten by zechrei kahuna. And whereas originally it could have been eaten in all of Yerushalayim, now it could only be eaten in the chatzer. So I've now placed restrictions on this shlamim that are not natural, and that's usher, because that could potentially cause the shlamim not to be eaten and have to be burnt. And therefore, Tosa says, this is a big problem, right? Now, Tosa is basically saying is that this is not tam sheni shel heter, this is not tam shel heter, it's tam shel iser, it's tam sheni be iser. Why? Because with respect to the shlamim, this is tam iser. A shlamim could be eaten by Yisrael. There's an iser for a zar to eat a chatas. So this is not tam sheni shel heter. This is tam sheni shel iser. And therefore, even if you held that there's such a thing as not bar not for bishul, this still wouldn't make any sense. So Tosa says, al karchach the heter is because this is min bimino. And midoraisa ukmua din deoraisa by klei hamikdash, and therefore, since of course there is rov in the shlamim keneged the blios of the chatas, so there'll be batel, and you will basically be able to eat the shlamim for 2 days, not 1 day. Okay, that's Tosa. So Beis Yosef seems to make a lot of sense. He says, so why is it that it's mutter because of min bimino? So now there's no basis for the Rashba's chiddush. The Rashba's chiddush is because it's tam sheni shel heter. It's like not bar not. That's not the reason. It has nothing to do with that. The reason is simply min bimino is batel. Good. That's the analysis of the Beis Yosef. Now, if that's right, you could wonder, how will actually the Rashba answer up the Beis Yosef's kasha? Right? Why isn't the Rashba bothered by the fact that your memayit is man achila? So, simple answer is probably that the Beis Yosef seems to assume that the Rashba assumes that since it's not yet usher, so then it still could be niklash. Meaning to say, you're right, Nosar will be chal earlier, or Yotzei will be chal in different places, or there'll be people that it's aser to eat. But right now, is it heter? Yeah. So therefore, it's niklash. That seems to be the way the Beis Yosef understood the Rashba, which it is not yet usser. It has many more possibilities of becoming usser, but it still could be eaten by Ofen Hamutter. Now, even that, it's still heter. It's not usser. It's usser on the Zar, but this is a chetza shel heter. Maybe that's the way the Beis Yosef understood it. But the Shach said no. No, absolutely not. It must be that Tosos held the Rashba, because his Chiddush is Muchach, and Tosvos were just coming to answer a different question. And it's true, Tosos were asking a different question, right? Tosos is not asking how does Haggadah work on a Klishaton Libun. Tosos was asking a question of Yirmamayit Be'achila. And so they're answering different questions. Rashba's trying to answer, how does Haggadah work on a Klishaton Libun? The answer is Niklash. Tosos asks the question, Ayyamam, how could you be Mamayit Bechila? Answer is Batal Erov. Tosvos ask, so in terms of the question, how could you be Mamayit Bechila? And he answers, Min B'min Batal. And he writes that you see he's taking for granted the Chiddush of the Rashba, because we'd only be Somech on Min B'min Mino, that it's Batal, if it's considered Hetera Bala. Otherwise, we know that even in the Klei Mikdash, obviously, we don't say Min B'mino is Batel. It's only because it's a Terabala that we say Min B'mino Batel. Why? Because it's not yet been Nosar. But if you say, what?
So why does he have to say that it's
Ukmo Adereisa? Anytime it's a Terabala, Ukmo Adereisa, the Min B'mino is Batel.
He did only when it's a Terabala.
Right.
Not just generally Kutch.
Right, because otherwise we don't, actually. And if the heter was of Tosus was just based off of Rov, if it was just based off of Rov, then why did the Gemara need to come on to the reason of Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Gilo Chavero? That's a Shach's point, right? The Gemara said, why is this mutter Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Gilo Chavero? The Gemara should have said, why is it mutter? Because Min B'mino Batal B'Rov B'Deraisa K'mo Deraisa. And moreover, you would never need to do Hagala B'Kachim if the Tosus wasn't assuming the Rashba. So it must be that we only say Ukmo de Oraisa when there's no Isser Chal yet.
What about
now, one second. That's not Akasha. There's no Rov.
Isn't that possible?
Of course not. If you have a Chatas touching a Shlamim, so there's no Rov B'makom Negiyaso. Now, but, okay, so what about the other problem of Tosfos? So then the Shach says a remarkable thing, which is Taka very problematic, which is that since you're Mevatel the Shlamim for a Kohen, it's considered Hetera Bala. And that's a very big Chiddush, because Lemaisa it's already Usher for Zion. Right? Remember, Tosfos, he claims everybody holds of this idea of Hetera Bala, right? And the whole, even Tosus assumes that the whole Gemara is based off of the premise of Hetera Bala. But I, Tosus asks the Shaila, it's not Hetera Bala, it's Isura Bala, because it's Asur Lazarim. So he says, no, it's not. It's Hetera Bala because you cooked it for a Kohen. You cooked it for a Kohen. And that's what he holds. And the Rashba holds like that. Now, it is interesting because if you actually look at the Chidushe HaRashba Avodah Zarah on this Gemara, he actually does ask Tosus this question. The Rashba that the Beis Yosef is quoting from the Tarsa Bayis, he doesn't ask this question. But in the Chidushe HaRashba, he basically asks this question and he leaves off with the Tzarchion.
So it sounds a bit
so it doesn't sound like, again, this is not an absolute rejection of the Shach entirely, because you could say, okay, he'll takalisa with the Tzachian. But certainly that nekud of the Shach, that it's still considered hetera bala because you're mevashal l'tzarach kohanim, it seems like the Rashba himself does not accept. And it also sounds like Tosus doesn't accept it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, let me just finish. I'm sorry, just one more point. So, Bekitzer, according to the Shach, all the Rishonim must agree to this idea of Hetera Bala, because it's Muchach to explain the Gemara, and but again, it doesn't sound that way. The Pashtos and Taisus and the Rashba is that they do disagree, and they're giving two different heterim. Now, what about, if you learn like the Beis Yosef, or what I'm claiming is the Pashtus and Tosfos, so how are you going to explain the Shach's big proof? In other words, why do you need to come on to Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagil Chavero? If the heter is, like the simple reading of Tosfos is because of Rov, so why do you need Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagil Chavero? So if you actually take a look at, I'm sorry?
It won't become Nosar.
No. The answer, the reason why you could go ahead, why is it that you could cook the shlamim in the pot that you cook the chatas or even the shvod? It's not because kol yom yom naski lo chavero. It's simply because ukmua deraisa, that min b'minos batel b'rov. In other words, it sounds like the Gemara when it says kol yom yom naski lo chavero, it's not just saying, oh, m'deraisa it's batel b'rov. It's saying something else.
Yeah, maybe you have to do the heel, so
That's the Shach. That's saying that when Tosfos said min b'mino is batel, it's only because it's a terabala. But if we want to say that they disagree, like the Beis Yosef, like the Pashtos, so then, right, is there a way to, I'm just asking, is there a way to answer the Shach's question, to dispute his proof, right? In other words, right, it's very strong proof. Why did the Gemara say kol yom yonasi yochadero? Must be like the Rashba. That's the Shach's proof. What's Tosis going to say if you think that Tosis disagrees with the Rashba? So if you actually look at the Maram on that Tosfos, Maram asks that Kasha on Tosfos. He says, according to Tosis, that the, you know, he's assuming like the Beis Yosef, that the answer, the reason why this is much is because of Min Bamino. So then Taka, why did the Gemara need to say kol yom yom nasigil chadero? So if you look at the Chavos Das over here, he answers that question. And he says, no, it's not true. Because the reason why you need Mariko Shtifa by Kachim is Exeris HaKasuf. It's like Sreifas Nosar. And the Ran writes that. This is the Ran that we referred to before on Avodah Zarah Mem Amud Aleph. It's not because... The reason for Mariko Shtifa is not because, well, if you didn't do Mariko Shtifa, you wouldn't kasher the Kli. And it would asher the Karban Haba. No! It wouldn't asher the Karban Haba. Midat Raisa. Min Bamino's Batal. It wouldn't asher the next Karban. It's not true. It's a Gzeres HaKasuf, you need to do Mariko Shtifa. Ah! So now we understand very simply why we need to say Kol Yom Yom Nasad Yil Chaver, otherwise you need to do Mariko Shtifa. Right? In other words, otherwise the Nosar would be Chal, and it would be Aser. So you need, because of the Gzeres HaKasuf, that you have to get rid of Nosar, Al Yidei Mariko Shtifa. And that's why, by the way, we don't learn Tom Kicker from the Din and Torah of Mariko Shtifa by Kachim, right? Because it has nothing to do with it. So, if you take that approach, then you could say that Tosos and Rashba are totally arguing. Now, take a look. I have to run. I apologize. I'll tell you in Seder afterwards. We still have to finish the Shach because... we didn't yet deal with the issue of how he deals with the raya's from the Sefer Atuma that the Beis Yosef brings up. So we'll start with that next time on Monday. So Monday we're definitely going to finish Siman Tzadi Gimel, Bezus Hashem, and start Siman Tzadi Dalet. So keep on moving. But so the Chabura will be both. So, you know, make sure at least by Sunday we started... Sadi Dalit.